Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
Yeah!
That's right, you're in the right place to get your daily dose of celebrity and entertainment news. We got a super lit show for you today, dishing you the tea on everything in Hollywood. But first, let's take it to the West Coast and check in with Heidi, Frank, and Chewy. What up?
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
And we got a surprise guest host in the studio today. He's usually over in L.A. with y'all, but we got him today in ATL. Y'all say what's up to our boy, yeah! Andrew Frost.
Yeah! Thank you.
All right, so later Lil Nas X is spilling his own tea when it comes to his sexuality.
Oh,
and an uninvited guest drops in on the folks in the White House. But first, Heidi, what you got going on, girl?
I hate to start the show like this. I'm so sorry. I really hate to start the show like this.
Woosah, you got
what?
Whoa.
What's happening, girl?
I'm sorry. I don't know if I can make it through the story, but
the show's like 18 minutes long. I gotta
cry quick. Yeah. All right, here's the deal, you guys. Here's the deal. Young Love is dead.
What?
For
the rapper?
For Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. They're on a break.
No!
Now, the show's only so long.
There has been a break like this since Ross and Rachel.
Guys, what happened?
Well, now keep in mind, they have a one-year-old daughter together, Stormy Webster, and they've decided to give each other a little space. Okay. Now, here's what the report's saying, what we're hearing. The couple haven't been seen together publicly since the premiere of Travis's Netflix documentary, Look, Mom, I Can Fly.
True.
That was back in August. We're in October now, so they haven't been seen together. A source close to Kylie said they're taking some time, but not done. They still have some trust issues, but their problems have stemmed more from the stress of their lifestyles. But I also heard that she found some proof of him cheating when he was on tour and stuff.
No. I don't believe that, because he's been being so careful.
Yeah.
He's like the poster boy for the cautious Negro.
Right.
Like, moving ever so gently.
So we really think he cheated on this young billionaire?
No, you know, damn well with no great situation. And my thing is, we act like we dumb. They never liked each other.
No, hold on.
He don't trust her. Come on now, Portia. He don't trust her because how he got her. She was with Tyga.
I think they're madly in love. But being in a situation where everything's manipulated, you gotta have yin with the yang.
Frank Kramer, you're on the side of love on this one?
I see. Yes.
What is happening?
Yes,
right,
Travis
now?
And Kylie, they are what I picture when I picture love.
Lord have mercy on me, honey. Lord Jesus help me. Lord Jesus. Country rapper Lil Nas X, y'all. He tried to pray the gay away.
Okay.
And, y'all, yesterday, honey, he sat down with CBS Morning, honey, Miss Gayle King, that's Oprah's best friend, to talk about his coming out journey.
Okay.
And what he said, honey, might be shocking to a lot of you people out there. Let's take a look.
Did you know as a little boy that you were gay? Did you think that as a youngster while people are telling you it's not a good thing? Were you thinking, I think I am?
Definitely. I knew. Especially like around my teenage years, you know, I would just pray and pray and pray. And
what were you praying for?
That it was like a phase.
That it would go away.
Yeah, go away.
I'm good with it, but I'm not going to tell anybody. Yeah.
Is Gayle a go-to person for black folks?
I think
at this point, yeah. If you want to get the word out, you got
gotta go through Gail.
Go
through Gail. You do.
Gotta go to Gail.
She's just like the type of person, you know, y'all know that auntie that you have. Everyone has
that
auntie that you sit down with and you just want to tell her your truth.
Yeah, because like auntie won't judge you. Mom, you can tell your mom's
auntie won't judge you, put you on punishment and like that.
Exactly.
Right.
Won't report you to the police.
Yeah, she love you regardless. Whether you were able to pray it out or not.
Well, I mean, Heidi.
Yes, sir.
Head Craig and Portia. And Andrew and Brad, have y'all ever tried to ask to pray the gay away?
Frank.
Well, Frank ain't gay.
I tried to pray the
gay.
I pray Portia's gay, please. Lord Jesus, let me have a shower.
I have tried to pray the gay away, but Heidi's still here, so it doesn't work.
Wishing, you dummy.
Let's talk about second chances when it comes to love. So after 26 years of divorce, the talks, Marie Osmond remarried her first husband, Stephen Craig, in 2011.
Wait, so like fell in love again?
26 years? Like, how do you, would you even still know the guy after that?
Right?
Well, they have kids together.
Well, they have, I think, a kid together.
They're Mormon. They have kids together.
But she has six kids with the second husband that she had.
Oh, right.
They got divorced. Wow. So this is the first husband with their kid. So this is how they basically rekindled this spark. Their son was getting married and planning his wedding. And so they decided that they couldn't attend the wedding if they weren't husband and wife as his father and mother. So they're like, well,
is
might
that
as well
a religious
get married.
Thing, Frank?
I don't know.
Well, no,
that's going to
cause problems then when the batch of kids from her second marriage are getting married. Like, well, I can't go to these kids' wedding. I divorced already and married the second guy.
Right.
So in a recent interview with People Magazine, she said, Stephen was getting married, that's the son, and we realized that we can't go to our son's wedding and not be married. So we got married a few months before he did. He joked that he never thought it would happen, but it did.
By the way, she's kind of upstaging the son. It's like, I know you're getting married, but mommy and daddy got married. You're like, well, this is kind of my time.
Well, it's a way not to add any more husbands to the list. I mean, just go back and remarry somebody.
So, Portia, our friend, would y'all remarry our ex-spouse?
No.
She said
that before your sentence was done.
Actually, I think.
All right, so actress Sarah Paulson started American Crime Story, but the real crime is how one diva treated her. Now, Sarah recently sat down for a lie detector test with Vanity Fair magazine, and when asked about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Sarah spilled the tea. Check it.
Will you miss Lisa Vanderpump?
You know, I don't want her coming after me on Twitter. But I won't miss her. I'll miss the dynamic she brings to the group, which is, you know, the fear of God she instills in everyone. But no, I won't miss her. I met her once at a party. She wasn't that nice to me. Am I gonna get in trouble for that? She wasn't that nice.
Speak your truth, shorty.
Okay.
Yes. I'm here for
she
it.
Was waiting on anybody to ask her something about Lisa, so she can say that.
She's probably
I love Lisa Vanderpump, honey.
I mean, Lisa Vanderpump, I will say once, got me really hammered. Like, obliterated at one of her restaurants.
Yeah, I was really drunk with her, too, one time.
By the way,
It's a good time.
Here's the thing. I think sometimes when you're intimidated by somebody where Lisa Vanderpump might be a fan, and it's like, I don't want to seem like a fan, so I'll seem kind of standoffish, which seems rude. So I don't think, unless she actually came out and said, get out of my way, bitch.
Heidi, I have a truth question for you.
Go.
Out of all the dish hosts, who do you love the most?
Lie detector.
What do we get to do? Shock her?
Yes. Yeah, love you all differently.
Oh, that's not a good answer.
Heidi, you are having one of those Titanic moments, and you do realize that there's room for two on that little floating thing of wood.
That's true.
There's room for two.
You could only save one person.
You ain't say yet. We still.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we're waiting.
I'm not going to.
They're so stupid.
I want Brad, okay? It's Brad.
What?
Okay, up next, is there another ring in Rock's future, and does it involve Brett?
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. What?
Sorry, Heidi.
Well, she can't. She's on the door with me in the ocean.
We'll find out after the break.
Right.
Dish Nation.
Hi, Hiring can be a challenge. As Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered, Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company. She knew it wouldn't be easy to find someone to grow with her team. That's why she went to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Gretchen posted her job on ZipRecruiter and said she was impressed with how quickly she found qualified applicants. She also used ZipRecruiter's screening questions to filter her candidates so she could focus on the best ones. And that's how Gretchen found a new game artist in less than 2 weeks. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. DISHNATION. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, wrestling fans, look like you'll soon be able to smell la 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 with The Rock is cooking again.
Wow! I didn't even know he did that.
Oh, I'm invested.
I would remember the tongue action on that.
Now listen, y'all. Rat, your former bae Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be headed back to the WWE where he got his start. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be for the first time in 6 years for the relaunch of the 20th anniversary of WWE SmackDown premiering Friday on Fox.
Wow.
Now,
he took
to Twitter to announce the big news with a video and a caption that says, "There's no greater title than the people's champ. It is no place like home. Tequila on me after the show." Who pulling up?
Oh, my grandma.
I'll be taking off this Friday.
I might
have to pull up on him. You know what I mean?
Your love for The Rock has an off and on switch.
It does. You know, I was a little upset when he got married.
Well, allow me to let you fall in love again. Take a look at this video.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking, the people's champion, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, The Rock said, listen.
And he's the biggest star in the world, the highest paid actor right now in the world. Yep. He doesn't have to go back to WWE.
Really? He's the biggest star in the world?
Yes, he is.
He is the biggest star in the world. And the most paid.
He's bigger than Tyrese?
Yes.
He's bigger
than Tyrese. Right now.
Tyrese is a better singer.
But, like, he doesn't have to go back to his roots, but that shows his character. He's going back to his roots.
Yeah.
He's, you know, supporting a WWE on Fox, like, Well played, Dwayne.
All right, y'all. Moving on, honey. Now, did y'all hear about Doretta Tooley in the White House?
What?
Yes, Brandon.
What is that?
From the ceiling and got up close and personal with a reporter, which caused chaos among the reporter and his colleagues. Now, he took a Twitter and he said this, y'all. In other news, a mouse literally fell out of the ceiling in our White House booth and landed on my lap.
Oh, my God.
Now, the mouse did get away, and people even went on a mouse hunt looking for it.
What's going on in the White House? There's whistleblowers. There's mice falling from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like, the end of days.
Yes, right? It is.
The end of days.
Yes.
The dude has been in office for almost 4 years. I'm surprised he didn't try to blame it on the last tenants.
Because
exactly. That's something that he would absolutely do.
100%.
Blame it on the black president.
But if a mouse fell down in this room right now.
Oh, I'd die.
Out. Yeah. Portia and I are out.
It's over. We're out.
Y'all might think I'm tough.
When the snake was here, when y'all did the snake.
Long things, but bitch, I was running from that snake.
Oh, yes, me too. I have to agree with that.
Okay, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Need socks to relieve aches and control foot odor, Gary?
Yeah.
Then you will love the six-pack Extreme Fit XTF Copper Compression Socks. The magic of these socks lie in the copper and compression technology, proven to help improve circulation, reduce swelling, and help to relieve aches and pains.
Oh, these are just what I need, child.
Well, Gary, be prepared to energize those tired feet and legs with these socks. They are great knee-long socks for both men and women. And what I love about these socks, it has the perfect amount of therapy to get you out walking or hitting the gym again.
Oh, I like these. How much are they?
Well, the six-pack Extreme Fit XTF Copper Compression Socks have been seen as high as $90, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20. Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up next, find out which actors open to love without sex. We got more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
So actor Ansel Elgort, who has a long-term girlfriend, recently revealed that he wants to have an open relationship.
Join the club. Everybody's doing this now.
That's bold speak, but it's not the kind of open relationship you might think of. Now, the 25-year-old explained, it doesn't need to be sexual. I want to feel free to fall in love with people.
Relationship
should be open, but sexually, it could be closed off.
Just friends anyway.
She thinks she's slick, huh?
Yeah, you can't do that.
He said, I'm in love with a bunch of my male friends who I'm not interested in having sex with. I put the desire to have sex with women aside and let myself have love with women.
How you doing? The way it sounds, it just makes me question it. Just like if I'm dating a guy and his bromance with his friends is too hardcore, like, calm down.
Let's just say if Dennis went to have a sleepover at one of his homeboys' houses.
Never that.
What about Portia's love of Gary? What about your true love of Gary?
Now, can we do it? Let's keep it in the wheelhouse. If my love for Brett.
Okay.
Because, see, he love another man. So my love for Brett does not get in the way. My love for Brett doesn't get in the way of my relationship with Dennis.
Okay.
Because he understands that I love Brett.
All right. But would Dennis let you stay over Brett's house?
I don't think Dennis will let me go over Brett's
house. Portia won't even let me go to her house. Okay. Portia said I can't go to her house.
Never asked. Can I go?
Let me set up the cameras first, please.
If I go with Brett, I might not come back.
You might not come back, bitch.
No, I'll throw you back, girl. Okay, y'all. Model Ashley Graham is expecting her first baby with husband Justin Irvin, but she's still making fitness a priority. A couple of weeks ago, she and her baby bump were doing yoga, and now she dropped this video on the gram. Check it out.
Come on, all the way down. Flex through the tricep. Extend through the tricep. That's it, Ashley. Good. Breathe. Still gotta get that conditioning work in. Come on. Good, wash your knees.
I'm going to say it makes me nervous. Like, whenever I see pregnant women at the gym, I'm like, are you hurting the baby? Is it okay?
No. And plus, when you work out, you're supposed to have some type of formation. She looked like she is uncontrollably riding somebody's boat.
Right.
Or something like that. Like, you have to have some form and, you know, make your muscles tense up. She just like,
When you're pregnant, they also really suggest for you not to lift your hands too high. And definitely not in a pulling manner because of the umbilical cord, et cetera. It's just
was upset with him that day.
She was taking out some frustration,
aggression out.
You know what power, like, she could power a whole cruise ship. She was in the back of that joint solo.
I just got the visual.
She was, like, skiing or something.
Royal Caribbean. Call her. She could power your boats, maybe.
Now, before we go to break, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we just want to commend Matthew Knowles for opening up about being diagnosed with breast cancer. Everybody, please remember to get checked because it happens to men, too, all right? And black men, we are more susceptible. So get checked, all right? So don't go away because Heidi and Frank have even more along with Chewy right after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! Yes.
What's up?
All right, so we've all played with Nerf guns or water guns before, right?
Yes,
all of us have done that. Well, a woman by the name of Ann Pham was arrested after police say she attacked her husband with a Nerf gun.
What?
Yo.
Nerf for gun. What?
What did he
cheating
do?
On her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like it wasn't a real gun.
I know. Seriously. No kidding. Pham confronted her husband over alleged cheating.
All right.
Things escalated. A lot of women, I think, are this way. You're so mad. And you just grab whatever is close by. So what happened to be close by was this Nerf gun.
Yo.
So she just grabbed it and started firing at him. He ran out of the house. She followed him and then followed him all the way down the street, attacking him with this Nerf gun.
Yo.
Damn, fam.
Damn, fam. Damn. Good job, Frank Kramer.
Why can't the cops just show up and see, okay, she attacked him with a Nerf gun, big deal. This was not really a big issue.
Because
you didn't show any injuries. I mean, this is a kid's toy. Do you have any evidence of injury?
He had visible cuts and scrapes on his arm.
I mean, the sensitivity now is ridiculous. Pillow fights now are out of the question. You can go to jail for a pillow fight.
No way. Mm. Come on.
It's a Nerf gun.
The only people who are allowed to have pillow fights are lesbians.
Yeah.
At slumber parties.
Clap for the clap for lesbians
who are ex-cheerleaders.
Ex-cheerleaders, yes! And their bra panties and
Yeah, I don't want to see like lumberjack lesbians out there.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the lumberjacks.
Carol, get over here, you.
There's a,
give me the Subaru keys.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.